This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. New census data released today show that New Hampshire continues to gain population from domestic migration. That's people moving from other states to New Hampshire. New Hampshire's also gaining immigrants from other countries. For more on this, we turn to Ken Johnson. He's senior demographer at the Carsey School of Public Policy and professor of sociology at the University of New Hampshire. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Oh, thank you.
The new data show that 11,000 people came to New Hampshire from other states on net. Is this a continuation of a trend? And if so, how long has the trend been going on?
Yes, this is certainly a continuation of the trend we've seen for about the last 3 years for New Hampshire. Before that, New Hampshire's domestic migration was considerably lower as the impact of the recession continued to exert itself on New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything that could explain why New Hampshire has been gaining population from other states in recent years?
Well, in many ways, it's a reversion to the patterns that were going on in New Hampshire before the Great Recession. And it's also consistent with patterns we're seeing in other parts of the United States. That is that states that traditionally had gained migrants from other parts of the United States have begun to gain more again after slowing down in the recession, and states that tend to lose migrants to other parts of the United States, like, say, Massachusetts, are beginning to lose more migrants again. So in other words, in many ways, it looks as if we're seeing trends reverting to the patterns before the Great Recession, at least with reference to migration.
So what is it about New Hampshire that caused in-migration from other states to stop during the recession?
Well, in large part, what happened during the recession was that people stopped moving. In essence, they were sort of frozen in place by the recession, either because they had houses that they would lose money on, or one, they had a good job and they didn't want to take a risk on moving to another place, especially in dual-wager households. And New Hampshire is one of the big streams of migrants into New Hampshire tends to be family-age couples with children, as well as we receive some older adult migration, particularly to the recreational areas in New Hampshire. And both of those trends slowed down during the recession, but they're beginning to pick up again now, both in New Hampshire and in other parts of the United States.
And what about immigration from other countries? Are we gaining more immigrants from other countries than we have in recent years?
Immigration to the United States from other countries remained fairly stable in New Hampshire over the last several years. And in both of these migration streams, both these domestic migrants coming from other states and immigration to New Hampshire, is really beneficial to New Hampshire, because immigrants to New Hampshire, as well as domestic migrants from other parts of the United States, tend to be better educated. And so they bring that human capital, if you will, with them when they come to New Hampshire. So the slowdown in migration was problematic for New Hampshire, and the fact that it's picking up again is really good news for the state.
And when all these new people get here, where do they tend to go? Are they clustering in a certain area, or is it spread out?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are significant concentrations of them in southeastern New Hampshire, primarily because in many ways they're sort of the outermost edges of the Boston metropolitan area. And some people prefer to live in New Hampshire, where housing is less expensive than in Massachusetts. The other place that tends to draw them is into the recreational areas in Carroll County around Lake Winnipesaukee and the other lakes and mountainous regions up there. Those have long been magnets to migrants into New Hampshire.
So overall, it sounds like you think this is a good thing for New Hampshire, this population growth.
Yes, I think it is. It's modest. I mean, it certainly doesn't compare to the size of the migration streams into New Hampshire during the 80s and 90s, but many people would argue that that was a little bit overwhelming for the state to get that much migration. But having talented people in their family age, with coming in many cases with children, is probably, I would think, good for the state, at least as I look at the situation.
Ken Johnson is senior demographer at the Carsey School of Public Policy and professor of sociology at the University of New Hampshire. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.